tonight? Anybody blessed out there tonight? Ah, the fix to get blessed. Do you want to be blessed? Do you want to get blessed? Hang around. I got a 5-song concert coming at you. But first, we have to do a countdown. We have to go live on a couple places. Oh, good. Oh, good. The internets are not failing me tonight. Refresh that page. Let's see what we got here. Jump on in here. Fixing to go live. Got 3 seconds. Can you believe we made it through another Monday? I think it's time to roll that intro. Here it comes. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. We are live. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Church Prep with MWD. Monday drumroll. I am Mark W. Douglas. Let's start things off with a prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Happy Monday, drum roll. It's now time to introduce the Song of the Week's title and lyrics. The number 16 Song of the Week is titled All a Man Can Be. Let's see if I can pull it up here. All a Man Can Be. Woo. All right, gentlemen. Strap in. All a Man Can Be right here. I don't have my numbers just perfectly today on Monday's show, but I'll have that fixed by Wednesday's show. Okay, so this is song number 16, and we're actually opening up. We're opening up a new album here with the A's. Here we go. We're back to the A's with the new album. Album number 4, S-A-G, Songs About God. Number 4. You can find all this on the website, which it was just amazing how many, all the different songs you can download and all that good stuff. So here we go. It is time for the good stuff. I get to read the lyrics of All a Man Can Be. Here we go. My love song, another love song to God. I mean, it just never ends with these love songs, I tell you what. Fell in love with you. Best thing I ever did. And you, so true. It wasn't hard to do. You say that you love me. Say that you love me too. And I want to give my life to you. You know just what I need. Anytime. Any place. It's free. You're no string giving. And you say I'm always on your mind. Oh, how you love me. With you, it's not hard to believe that you'd give your life for me. And there's just one thing that you should know. You are the one. You're the only one. I live my life for you. Ooh, you're so true. You are the one. You're the only one. I give my life to you. Ooh, and I love you. It's your love that amazes me. You make me all a man can be. I fell in love with you. It was the best thing that I ever did. And you, so true. It wasn't hard to do. You say that you love me. Say that you love me too. And I want to give my love to you. And there's just one thing that you should know. You are the one. You're the only one. I live my life for you. Ooh, you're so true. You are the one. You're the only one. I give my life to you. Ooh, and I love you. It's your love that amazes me. You make me all a man can be. Christian Bridge, I've got two versions of this song. And your eyes saw me. When in the secret place, I was made wonderfully. So search me and know my heart till I can be all a man can be. Wedding Bridge. And you speak to me with love and honesty. You see me wonderfully. So come to me and take my hand so I can be all a man can be. And there's just one thing that you should know. You are the one. You're the only one. I live my life for you. Ooh, you're so true. You are the one. You're the only one. I give my life to you. Ooh. And I love you. It's your love that amazes me. You make me all a man can be. Y'all just don't know every Monday when I'm reading those lyrics how I just want to start singing the song. It's a good one. I gotta tell you, as I've said so many times before, is this my best song? You're gonna find out this Sunday, the 15th song. I think it might be my best song. And that's actually not joking around. I mean, I've got some chart toppers so far that have been released. But this might eke them out just a little, just a smidge. All a man can be. All right, a little bit of housekeeping. Last week on Friday, I talked about Mark chapter 16 and the end of that chapter, which is the hot button book chapter of the entire Bible, of the entire scripture. If you didn't know, there's a lot of controversy around that. No one has hit me up. No one has hit me up in the comments or via email. It was actually me who was doing the research and decided that maybe I'd like to retract for sure, just retract that verse, that section of what I was talking about on Friday. It was a very short section, but I just don't know if it's a fact that it wasn't in the original manuscript. How about that? Which means there maybe was some zealous folk back in the day who added to the scripture. So I reminded myself, it's like I knew it and then I forgot it. And then I put it on my, I did some really quick research and I put it on my to-do list. So I will, I will go back to that another time when I've got a little bit more detail on it and get you a little bit more facts. But yeah, look it up yourself. Mark chapter 16 at the very end, I'd say half of that chapter has been added to the Bible. All right, folks, all a man can be. I definitely wrote this song as a love song to God, and then later I added the wedding bridge, because I was like, you know, this could really be between a man and a woman, but it definitely is between me and God. And man, I, as far as melodies, you know, everything is about melody. You could see that I have very original melodies, but as far as melodies go, this one was early. Oh, well, first of all, maybe the second time I sing the first verse, which is, I call it the third verse, but the second time I sing that, it's that melody line. I don't even think I can hit the note. I'll try to throughout the, you know, because I've added it up. I actually sing the song 15 times because it's 15 weeks. But the first time I sing it on that Sunday, that's an added time. So it's actually, I will sing the song 16 times. And at some point during those 16 times, I pray to goodness that I will be able to hit that high note. But that melody is so perfect. It's like the perfect melody. It's the perfect words. It's everything about it is perfect. What can I say? Thank you, God, for giving me that opportunity. The idea really is, of course, why would I write a song unless I want to bring you to Jesus? Why would I write this Christian song unless I wanted to bring you closer to the knowledge that Jesus wants you to be with him, but he wants to sup with you, okay? And he with you with him and he with you. And what does that mean? That means we have a relationship with him. It's not just you stop in for the weekend and have a meal with God, and then you're gone for another 20, 30 years, and I just text you every now and then. No, it's a relationship. He wants to be here, and he wants to grow in our mind, body, spirit, and life, and keep things the way they need to be here on earth, fighting against the principalities and the powers, keeping ourselves all suited up with the sword of truth, right? That's the word of God, right? The breastplate of righteousness. Boy, do I have a great song. It's going to be a while before you get to hear that one, though. It's actually the last one I wrote. So it's going to be at the very end of the 3 years. And it's really going to just absolutely talk about some of those things, the armor of God, right? Putting on the full armor of God. So yeah, I wrote this as a Christian song. Even bringing in there, your eyes saw me in the secret place. Oh, we love that verse, right? We love that verse in Psalms. Your eyes saw me. We'll talk about the Bible references on more in depth, in detail on Friday, of course. That's our Friday show. We're made wonderfully, right? We're made wonderfully. And, you know, as a young man, I'll tell you this, because I can't wait to give my testimony on this too, but this is definitely true. All a man can be. When I was a young man, I've always thought there's simple answers to questions. I've always thought that. There's lots to be said about some answers. You know, you could ask a question and there's lots of ways to answer it. So it doesn't always work that way, does it? But my question was, when do I know I'm a man? That's not a bad question to ask, right? How many ways could you answer that question? When will I know? When do I know that I'm a man? And maybe that's really what stirred me to write this song. Really what got me to write this song. When will I know that I'm a man? What makes me say that I'm a man now? Well, there'd be a lot of answers, right? Somebody might say, as soon as you hit puberty or something. But a real man of God, maybe. All a man can be. Because the answer that I came up with, essentially, was a person a male, that really, not that can lift a certain amount of weight or squat a certain amount of weight or, no, actually, no. The answer I came up with was giving your heart and soul to Jesus. Now, that may not be the right answer for maybe many of you. And maybe there's an addition to that, because even a kid at 9 years old, I gave my heart to Jesus. So what's the better answer, right? Maybe the better answer is leading yourself, because a man can do that. Truly leading yourself into a scenario of God's perfect will. The last song, Your Perfect Will, is my last song. Hope you got to hear it last Sunday, the 15th song. Ooh, it was a barn burner. It was a beautiful song. Oh, it is. Can't wait to sing it again on Friday. Last song on Friday. So I just had that in my mind. I'm not saying it's the right answer. I just had it in my mind that really being all a man can be is just, you know, letting God be God in my life, letting Him take control, submitting to His will. And that's what makes me all a man can be. Yeah, that would be my answer. Like I said, there's lots of ways to say what a man is. That would be my answer, because it feels right. Feels right. Doing the right thing. Non-Christians can do the right thing too, though, right? Yeah, there's lots of ways to define that. You want to be a Christian. Do the Christian things. Do the things that God would do. What would Jesus do? Does that make you all a woman can be, doing all the things that Jesus would be pleased with? A young lady, a young man, again, when juxtaposed to what the Bible is telling us to be, how should a young man be? How should a young woman be? How should a woman of God be? How should an elder be? An elder female, an elder male. It's all right there in the scriptures. Now, I'm specifically not doing like sermons about the things that I just brought up. I'm just doing little, I guess, mini sermons of the topics of the songs that I bring up. So I'm going to give you a little homework there. You're watching this show, you're wondering how it works. Well, I talk about the topics in my song. So I want to talk about what it means to be a man this week. Women, don't you tune out? Don't you tune out? Love to talk to you too about it, right? I think that's a good start for my ideal and why I wrote the song, right? That's what we're doing. We're breaking down this song. So this isn't necessarily gonna. I don't think I'm gonna go. I might, but I don't think I'm gonna go into all the different variations of what a woman is supposed to be at the certain ages, and the man. And the older, you know, elder man. Maybe I might for man. But I want to just encourage you. I'm just telling y'all. I don't want to make you feel lazy here, but I'm just telling you, for those on the podcast, I've got my little phone here in my hand. I'm just telling you how easy it is to read the scripture for yourself. It's so easy. And by the way, when I say easy, I mean easy as far as length, People think, oh, that Bible is so thick. No, I want to focus on a few verses in the New Testament. And how do you know how to find those few verses in the New Testament? My goodness, the liberal and crazy wacko Google actually can do that for you. Believe it or not, yes, it's true. They've done search engine optimization. So yeah, you could call it a bot, but it's like a library. You put in the word Bible, and then you put in, how should a woman be, or something like that. You come up with the question. Don't be lazy here. I mean, when I was a kid, I would have done a somersault all day for a volume from A to Z of Encyclopedia Britannica. All my friends had it. The library had it. And all I wanted to do was learn. I wanted to learn because I knew there was so much I didn't know. And so all I wanted to do was learn. And we're literally in the palm of our hand with this phone. We could answer all those questions just within moments. We can answer those questions within moments. You can find out what a woman is supposed to be, a godly woman, a godly man, a godly young lady that's still in the home, a child, right? A young child that knows what I'm saying right now, 9 years old, 8 years old, 7 years old, who's listening, saying, I want to know. I want to know what a young man is supposed to be, as the Bible explains, or a young woman. I want to learn about purity. I want to learn about keeping myself pure and whole. What does that mean? Tell me more. You could literally figure this out within a couple verses from this moment right now. I mean, you guys know, the older folks that are listening to this, we would have to study the scriptures and wait until we can have a meeting with our pastor just to ask him these questions, because we didn't know where to begin to look in the scriptures. We would just start reading, who knows, Matthew chapter 1, verse 1. Oh, we're already bored because it's the genealogies, right? Which, yes, Matthew chapter 1, verse 1, I believe it's the first chapter that talks about the genealogy of Jesus, right? So everybody's already bored, and no, we're not going to read this thing. But see, now you don't have to do that. Go straight to the Google and you ask it specific questions, and you'll probably pop up. What's a really cool thing that pops up are dialogues that people, like blogs that people write in various faiths, lots of different faiths out there, different religions, right? This religion, that religion. Go to that and read the blog. And really focus on the Word of God, not people's opinion. But it does help to have a little reference where people are talking about, people are blogging about the scripture that is, you know. And then once you find the scripture, let's say it's Titus chapter 1, verse 1, okay? Well, if I was you, once you find out where that's being mentioned, guess what? When you actually go, there's a Bible app, it's free. When you actually go to Titus, you can just read through the first, I think Titus has five chapters. You just read through five chapters like you're already there, like, or in that particular chapter. Read one chapter. How hard is that, right? We're making it so, you know, anyway, it's not difficult. Read that and read it in context is what I'm saying. Don't just go to verse 20 and read verse 20. Read a few verses above that and read a few verses below that. Obviously, many of you know, we are treating people like they don't know how to breathe. Forget about not knowing how to read and write. We treat people in America like they don't know how to breathe, like we need to teach them how to breathe. So put on your big boy pants and let's work it out. Who wants to be all a man can be? And like I said, when I wrote this song, now, keep in mind, I'm a fitness trainer. I've been a fitness trainer for 24 years now. Still doing it in people's homes. I had to close my little shop down in 2020. When the COVID pandemic hit. And so now I'm doing it in people's, not too many, not a big clientele. I still DJ on the weekends, but So you're talking to a guy who, I wrote this song before I was a personal trainer. That's how old this song is. But it's timeless. It's perfect. It's a perfect song. You'll see. So yeah, I wasn't even thinking about fitness when I wrote this song. But I think when people think of man, oh, do they think of Fabio or somebody on TV? Somebody that's been taking steroids? Is that what you think? Is that what you think a man is? Like I said, let's just get back to Jesus. Jesus wasn't taking steroids. He was a carpenter, so he's in shape. However that works. They didn't have saws back then, did they? Maybe they had something. Sawing wood. So to get a 2x4, that took all day just to get one. I don't know if they used 2x4s. Did they have nails and hammers? To look that up too. Maybe they put together things in a different fashion. Maybe when he says he was a carpenter, maybe he really knew how to do mortar, because I know they know how to do mortar, that's for sure. Maybe it was a combination of wood and mortar. Anyway. I just want to encourage the men listening and the men trying to be I want you to be a better man. You ever seen As Good As It Gets, the movie with Jack Nicholson? What was the famous line? You make me want to be a better man. After all that talk, and he was just blabbing, he didn't know how to say it. Even though he's a great writer, he knew he could write lines in a book that make women want to buy all his books. He was an author in the movie. But he didn't know how to talk to a woman in real life. And then when push came to shove and she was going to walk out, he said those lines. You make me want to be a better man. Does God do that for you? Right? Does God do that for you? Because that is now, okay, so it's almost like on the, we're this house right here, this home is on the electric grid, isn't it? Thank goodness for the electric grid, because without it, I wouldn't be able to produce my own electricity. Now, did you know that if I could produce my own electricity, that it would actually start sending the power out of the lines? You didn't know that, did you? Some of you did. That's right. If I actually started producing enough electricity, the first power, what's here, it would actually send the power out to the lines and give them power, which they would then pay me for. That is not incorrect. That is the truth. They wouldn't pay you as much as you think, but yes, if you had solar power and it was actually feeding them power for the people down the street, then they would pay you for that power. So think about it in a prayer situation. Prayer is the house, right? And God is the power. How much are we just sucking? We're just sucking him dry. Sucking him dry. Even with our prayers. Yeah, I want you to pray. This isn't about not praying. But what do we pray about, right? We're always praying. Give me, give me, give me, give me, give me. Bless me, bless me, bless me, bless me, bless me. Pat me on the back, pat me on the back, pat me on the back. Do more for me. Heal this person. Save this person from dying. Right? We're always asking. I'm not saying it's bad to ask, but I'm just saying there's the mechanism is there to give, you understand, instead of receiving. You understand, we could go the other way with the power. We could give instead of receiving. You do realize that. I mean, I'm the number one transgressor on this one, buddy. Number one. Taking, 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 taking. I'm number one. It's horrible. And I see it. And I want to be better. So I'm going to ask him for forgiveness of that. And I'm going to start giving. I'm going to switch the circuit. I'm going to start pushing the power up, giving him my time, giving him my energy, giving him my love, giving him my responsibility, giving him my purity. Now we've got the lights. Now the lights all of a sudden, I'm sure the lights are already on in heaven, but in a way we can explain it here. We're turning some lights on in heaven, maybe in my room. You know, I might have a room up there, right? Hopefully. I might have a room up there. Now I'm by doing all this and putting power right back to God, giving him, not taking and asking and receiving. Maybe I'll get some lights on in my room. Maybe I'll get a little nice little cushion to sleep on. I don't know. I'm not going to be sleeping in heaven. I don't know. Just a good metaphoric idea to kind of meditate on. Are we building something up there by doing what? Of course we are. By doing what we're doing here. Let's get busy, right? Let's get serious. So all a man can be, like I said, in my imagination, writing this song, is having a love relationship. That's why with the bridge, I'm flipping the bridge for a wedding. Isn't that what I was just talking about 2 weeks ago? How you're making a covenant when you give your life to Jesus. It's almost like a wedding in a sort of way. You're making a covenant. A man is making a covenant with Jesus. A woman is making a covenant with Jesus. A covenant. That's why when I'm talking about the love of God, it's so easy to flip right here on the bridge between the wedding bridge. So I just didn't really write it that way, but then I looked at it and I looked at it and I looked at it and I was like, I can flip this and make this work. So it's beautiful. Can't wait to do both versions. I will definitely not do the wedding version on Sunday. I'm going to do the Christian version where it's God. God is the person I'm talking to. But yeah, I'll break it down on one of the weekdays and I'll do the wedding bridge for husband and wife. So yeah, I think we need to start there. So yeah, the inference here is how can I be all a woman can be, right? What's the inference? Woman, fall in love with Jesus, fall in love with God, and not just a little bit. Not like, oh, it's Valentine's Day and I'm going to give you a little heart candy, those little chewable heart candies. No, all in with love. Let it be self-evident too. Let's get it to be self-evident where it's not just you seeing 2020 about your perfect Christian world. What does that mean? That means how do we make everyone see it? How do we get everyone to see it? Well, you have to speak Jesus. How's everyone going to see it? Everyone else. You have to speak Jesus. Otherwise, everybody just thinks you're a nice guy. Everybody just thinks you're a nice lady or young man or young lady. Is that all you are, is a nice person? Or that guy, that lady, she is sold out to Jesus. She's a Christian like I've never seen a Christian before. Straight up for real Christian, not one of these pretenders who don't even know like everything in their life. Almost 99.9% is trash, garbage, and nonsense until you ask them and they just stumble into it. Oh yeah, Jesus. Are you kidding? Number one, I'm a Christian. Always been. Me and Jesus, me and JC, we're like this. I got a tattoo. Did you know that? I got a tattoo of a cross. I don't. I'm just saying. I don't have tattoos. So, this is what I mean. That's the difference. Let's make this happen, right? Because in my mind, there is no way around this obvious, noticeable thing that our world, the way that it is working right now, the garbage, the trash, we're all wanting to point, right? Let's see if my little thing's going to work. No, I'll be reading things in a minute. So we're all wanting to point. Look at this. Look at what our, look at what this city is doing, San Francisco. Look at what this state representative is doing. Look at what this national representative is doing. Our senators are, and we're just pointing and we're pointing and we're, and don't you know it is just all symptoms of us. It's us. We've let it happen. Seriously. We got fingers pointing everywhere, and we need to point them back at us because this is the problem. I'm just telling you. And you're like, no, I'm not. What's wrong with you? How dare you? We're the problem. Light, Christianity light is the problem. It's the problem. The problem. 100% problem. Not kind of, sort of, I think we need to get our lives right with God. It is the number one problem. This is how all these fools have made it into these institutions. Our lack, our unaware, we're not working together. We're unaware of the truth. We're unaware of how to work together. We're unaware of how far God wants us to take this, how far Jesus wants you to walk with him. We're unaware of how sold out God demands for us to be. We have missed the boat. We have missed the boat. But it happens. It happened so far ago. I think it happened before I was born. I'm not joking. It's coming. It's happening. The reality of the 501c3 Christian Light Church is not something that happened in my lifetime. It happened before then. And we're kind of, I'm not giving us a scapegoat, but we're kind of victims of this nonsense. We really are. I actually do have something I wanted to share. It was a little meme, or so to speak, that I screenshotted earlier today. Okay. And this sums up what I'm trying to say right now. This really sums up what I'm trying to say. Because when you look at certain groups of people, the Jewish people, right? When you look at the Palestinian people, when you look at the Muslim people, some of these other groups, not Christians, some of these other groups, the Amish people, and some of these other little small groups, they look after each other. They've got each other's back. When's the last time you did that for a Christian? And I'm not talking about a Christian in name only. I mean, think about going to the ends of the earth for your people. That's what's happened. That's what's happened. That's what's happened, right? And it's happened, and it's like it's happening. And we, the Christians, we just think we're all just big one happy family. We're all just Christians. Even those people, everybody, we're all accepted. It's all accepted. Instead of going, no, we are Christians and we're going to take care of each other, right? Perfect case in point. I mean, perfect case in point. A little tweet today from someone. If you have four or more babies in Hungary, the country, you'll pay no income tax for life. If you have four or more children in the country of Hungary, you will not have to pay income tax for life. Friends, this little fact alone should be absolutely making your head melt with just, it's unbelievable. How isn't our country doing that for us? The Christian nation, right? But that's just not true anymore. This isn't a Christian nation anymore. It may have been Where's our break? I've got four kids, by the way. And you know what I wrote? Screenshotted it, and I wrote, this is what Christianity looks like. I looked it up, and they have lots of Catholics. Huge Catholic, which is supposedly a third of the Christian faith. I don't want to get into people that don't believe that Catholics are Christian. I'm not going to get into all that. But the fact is, it's a spinoff, okay, of what Jesus was teaching. Do you see how this has been going on for generations? This Christian light has now come to an unbelievable boiling point. And some of us are asleep, some of us aren't. But I think the bigger picture is most of us just think, we really do. We really just think it's all going to be okay. Because why? Because how? Because God loves you, or God loves us, or we're blessed, we have a covenant with God. Look at history, folks. Look at history. God loved his people and he punished them. He allowed bad things to happen to his people. It's all up in the Old Testament. We're talking about scorched earth. He wanted to teach them a lesson, scorched earth style. Look it up. You don't think he would do that to us? Oh. But I think this generation, my age, we're going to do like the boomers are doing. I really don't care because I'm going to be dead soon. So as long as I get what I need. Do you see? Do you see what I just said? And so this generation, I think they're doing the same thing. The boomers put it off on us, and now we're on the boiling point, but we're doing the same thing to our children. I think I'm going to die before all this really hits the fan. So I think we're okay. Let's just keep doing what we're doing. Nothing. So like, you know, in 30 years, I think I'm good. So you know what? I'm going to let the next generation step up to the plate. It's just the wrong answer. That right there, like I said, that little factoid make your head melt of how we have nobody, it seems, we have nobody in positions of power to look after us. And I wonder why that is. Oh, let's see. Got another meme on that. It's, the 501c3 that MWD was talking about. Oh, here it is. Let's see that 501c3, which says verbatim, I've got it right here. No substantial part of a church's activity may be attempting to influence legislation. Friends, this has been the rule since 1900. Or something like that. I know that the churches have been tax-free since 1900, but maybe this was just added or whatever halfway through there, maybe in the 1960s or something. I really don't know. The next line. This church, this organization, may not intervene in political campaigns. And we wonder what is going wrong with the church. And we scratch our head and act like we don't know what's going on with our country. And the church has made a deal with the devil that we can't influence our own legislation, the way that the laws are running our own town. Are you a dope? All right, folks. You can see I'm burdened about it. But I want to make my life all a man can be, right? I want to be all a man can be. And I want other men to be all a man can be. And in my opinion, the way to do that is to give your life completely and totally to Jesus for his purposes. And it's time to roll our sleeves up and get to work. I don't care how old you are. I do not care. And neither does Jesus. He wants all of you. He wants all of your effort every day for whatever it is that he's calling you to do for those, for these purposes, to gain at all times, either be vigilant in the good times of our country and our nation and our state and our local, right? Either you're never sitting back doing nothing. You're either vigilant or you're actively doing something to combat the evil, because it didn't ever go away. I think it's time for a five-song concert. You guys have been amazing, as usual. You guys have been amazing sitting back in your lazy boys, just enjoying it. You know, on Monday, the first song, do you remember? The first song has to go bye-bye. The first song will go bye-bye. And guess what song that is? It's going to be Proverbs chapter 3:3-6. It's time for a five-song concert. All right, here we go. Let's hit some reverb and let's have a good time tonight with the last time I'll sing this until maybe somebody's special requests. Otherwise, you're just gonna have to go back and watch these reruns, huh? I'm sure somebody will special request at some point. But here we go. Proverbs 3:3-6. Sounds pretty good to me. Let love and faithfulness never leave you, never leave you. Bind them around your neck, write them on your heart, the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your understanding. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your understanding. Ooh, in all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will lead. And faithfulness never leave you, never leave you. Bind them around your neck, write them on your heart, the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your understanding. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your understanding. Oh, in all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will lead you home. You better trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your understanding. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your understanding. Ooh, in all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will lead. Oh, in all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will lead you home. How about that? First song done. How about some ready for you? Are you ready? Are you ready for God? Are you ready for Him? Is He ready for you? I think He's ready for you. I know that you're ready for me, and it makes me wanna be makes me wanna be ready for you all over again and again and again for you again. Blessings are falling, mercies are true, light of the darkness, shining right through, your blessings are true, the light of the darkness is shining right through your blessings, your mercies, the that you're ready for me. You made me wanna be. You've made me wanna be ready for you all over again. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Two songs down, three to go. The family was saved. Are we going to talk about the family tonight? The fam. Let's talk about the fam. The fam. The story about me and my wife and my beautiful daughters. Do you have a family out there? I'm going to dedicate this to you, your family. Let's say that you're the mama in this song. Let's say that you're the daddy in this song. Or the children's, who needed some sugar. There once was a mother who loved her children. She was crazy, hazy, head over heels in love with them. There was a father who loved his babies. He would play with them, pay for them, be everything, in love with them. Bless this mother, bless this father, bless these children and this home. She ran out of the sugar, he worked to the bone, and they prayed, 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 and the family was saved. He kissed on the mama, and she loved on the kids. And they prayed, 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 and the family was saved. There's papas and meemaws, papas and grannies. Ooh, their babies have babies, and what we've got is a family. A family together, a family forever. Ooh, we walk with them, talk with them, hold them tight, in love with them. Bless this mother, bless this father, bless these children and this home. And she ran out of the sugar, he worked to the bone, and they prayed, 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 and the family was saved. He kissed on the mama, and she loved on the kids. And they prayed, 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 and the family was saved. We were all torn up, listening to the sound of the phone. Babies crying, we got down on our knees, and we say, hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. Bless this mother, bless this father, bless these children and this home. When she ran out of the sugar, he worked to the bone, and they prayed, 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 and the family was saved. He kissed on the mama, she loved on the kids. And they prayed, 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 and the family was saved. She ran out of the sugar, he worked to the bone, and they prayed, 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 and the family was saved. He kissed on the mama, and she loved on their kids. And they prayed, 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 and the family was saved. the family was saved.
Woo. Yes, it was. The family was saved. Three down, two to go. And, oh, coming up is You. The song entitled, You. Start over. Foolish pride, but you knew me. I was lost without you when you called my name. That's the joy you give to me. You make me all I ever am, and you give to me all that I have, and you are that life that lives in me, and you. I could run, but I couldn't hide. Try to hold everything inside, but you knew me. I was lost without you when you called my name. Mark, that's the joy you give to me. You make me all I ever am, and you give to me all that I have, and you are that life that lives in me. Thank you.
Down, I believe. Four down and one to go. Yeah. We get to end with Your Recovery Is Just a Moment Away. It's a good, fast one to end on. On a Monday that's been tough. Tough Monday, but we made it through, right? Refocus. Let's get refocused. Tough Monday. We'll get something done. Maybe we'll put a few things off for tomorrow, but we tried our best for today. It's a beautiful day here in North Georgia, Chattanooga area. Celebrate recovery song. Here we go. Denial ain't a river in Egypt, and help won't tear you apart. You're gonna wait until tomorrow, and that's no time to start. But you know, there's no time like today, and your recovery's just a moment away. You can tell him and he'll take it away. There's a process that starts with admitting today your recovery is just a moment away. The path gets a little rocky as hardship finds your way, and wisdom seems a mystery, and courage hard to say. And God says, when I am weak, there he is strong. And your recovery is just a moment away. You can tell him and he'll take it away. There's a process that starts with admitting today your recovery is just a moment away. You're here because of a reason, and God makes no mistake. He wants you in the family to celebrate today. Your miracle is on its way. Your recovery's just a moment away. You can tell him and he'll take it away. There's a process that starts with admitting today your recovery's just a moment away. There's a process that starts with admitting today Just a moment away. Just a moment away. Let's get a little crescendo on this one for a little outro. We're going to talk about some cool stuff as usual. Want to learn more about this show? Why don't you check out the description or visit my website, mwdhq.com. That's right. You can download free demos of each song of the week and email me from the Connect page. Please subscribe to this channel. And if you could, turn on notifications because you'll get that little bell and I'll be live within seconds. You don't have to wait like some of these other channels. Nobody wants to wait. As you can tell, I don't like to edit, so I like to go straight live. I ain't got no time to edit. If I miss a note, if I miss a beat, if I'm not going to sit back and edit these videos, I love it. That tells you when you're prime time. All right, whatever. Big prime time over here. All right, join me as I prep you for your church and explore the significant meanings of salvation and discipleship. Become a Christian. Learn to walk the talk. Strengthen your walk with God. Get inspired by what I'm saying. Pass it on as you begin to challenge your friends and family with your words and actions. That's right, words and actions. Be a better husband, wife, son, daughter, father, mother, granddad, grandmother, neighbor, friend, follower, and leader. I have two questions for you tonight. Number one, what is that specific thing, which, by the way, it shouldn't be a secret that only you know. You should share it with the world. If you're a Christian, you want to share it with the world. It's not hiding your light. What is that specific thing that God has called you to do, both regarding your life's purpose and this very day? Did he tell you to do something today? Is he spanking you? Is he spanking you? Proverbially, is he spanking you? Is he trying to whip you into shape? Is he trying to get you to believe that thing that you cannot believe? Swallow that pill that you feel like you cannot swallow? Turn the corner you feel like you can't turn? Because you just don't want to listen. You just don't want to listen. You won't hear that one thing, that one hot spot, but that's the one truth that he wants you to hear. That's the one truth that he wants you to see, and that's the one alley he wants you to go down. Some people can get spanked their entire lives, and they still don't get it. I've seen it. I'm sure you have too. Somebody can get chastened by God, chased by God, the Holy Spirit, Jesus, all up and down this country. Left, right, all up and down their life. Decades go by. They just keep getting chased. They just keep doing, what is it? The definition of insanity. Doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result. Why do you keep doing that? Is God telling you to turn the other way? I think so. A lot of us. It must be. Because again, look around. Look around this country. We're doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result. There's no way that that's not true. Okay, let's see where we're at here. Yes, so have you passed it forward by challenging and encouraging someone today? Which, by the way, could be what God has planned for you. If God has something planned for you today, it might be, hello, challenging and encouraging someone different today, because that's what we call, it starts with the D. Let's see, what's that word? It starts with the D. I think it's discipleship. That's right. That's what discipleship is, challenging and encouraging your fellow Christians. No need to challenge and encourage people that aren't Christians, I promise you. It's a waste of time unless you feel like they're going to become Christians and turn their life around. That's different. Let's put this into practice right now. Actually, that deserves a little bit of explanation. So we try to get people saved, and then we disciple. But if you're challenging somebody who's not saved, that's nonsensical. What, you're discipling a non-Christian? That doesn't even make sense. It's not even a thing. You don't disciple a non-Christian, folks. All right, I'm gonna have some statements here that we're going to absorb, right? Which of the following statements could you share with someone or absorb right now? So maybe you need to say these things to a friend of yours, a family member, And it would really get them going in the right direction. This is kind of discipleship talk, right? I believe in you. You would say that to another Christian. But you might also say that to a person that you're trying to get to salvation. I want to help you. Yeah, you could say that to anybody, right? I've been praying for you. Say that to anybody. I was wrong. I'm sorry, and I want to make amends. This is something that you've done wrong in your life. And the person that you did wrong is hurt by it. But you haven't really, really made amends. See, you may have said I was wrong. You may have said I'm sorry, but that didn't do anything. That didn't turn the dial. This person isn't back with you in that relationship that you had because maybe you didn't make amends. Ooh. Go get a piece of paper and a pencil and literally, not figuratively, literally write down the things that you could do. 5 things that you could do. Actionable things that you could do that would make amends. You may not believe it, but the last thing to do when you say you're sorry, when you say you're wrong, you have to make amends. It has to be part of apologies. Otherwise, it was just words. Factamundo. Please forgive me. Would you say that too? Do you mean it? I think that comes after I was wrong. I'm sorry. I want to make amends, right? I'm sorry is please forgive me, right? It's the same thing as please forgive me. First you say I was wrong. Then you say I'm sorry. Or you could say please forgive me. I guess I'm sorry, yeah. So please forgive me is separate than that, all those things. Because I'm sorry means I'm really sorry. But that doesn't ask them of anything. Maybe after you make amends, then you ask for forgiveness. I was wrong. I'm sorry. I want to make amends. You make amends. You come back. Now, do you forgive me? Ooh. I'm sensing a little bit of a plan here. From my heart and soul, thank you. Not just thank you, but from my heart and soul, thank you. How about this? I sincerely love you. Not just I love you. I sincerely love you. You could also show them. Show them. Say it and show them. Encouragement and action. God loves you. You. God loves you. Hey, what's my song this week? All a Man Can Be. I knew God loved me. I wrote that song in thankfulness about it. God is patiently waiting for you. Tell somebody that. God is patiently waiting for you. Don't say it sarcastic at all. These are kind of statements that come with a relationship with someone, you know? God has a purpose for your life. So you could combine that, right? You could say, God has a purpose for your life, and I believe in you. You could combine that with the other one, right? God has a purpose for your life, and I want to help you get there. God has a purpose for your life, and I've been praying that you discover it. Isn't that amazing? God has a purpose, both daily purpose and a general purpose. Like, you know, the purpose-driven life. Do you have a purpose? You have a purpose? Of course you do. You have a thing that God wants you to do. Only you know it, but you got to share it with the world. You got to put it into action. You got to come up with ideas to make it an awesome thing, an awesome thing, like this show. It's an awesome thing that you create. You can do it. You can do it. Multi-level awesomeness for your gift. Or is your gift, like I said last week, is your gift similar to like plain oatmeal? This is my gift, Lord. Hope you enjoy it. Here's your porridge. Or is your gift like, whoa, that's the best oatmeal I ever tasted. It's got cinnamon in it. It's got sugar. It's got all my favorite stuff. A little bit of nutmeg or something, whatever. Know what you like in your oatmeal. little bit, definitely butter, the real stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining my church prep family. I will see you live, L-I-V-E live, this Wednesday evening as we get into story time, 8 p.m. Eastern, for the Song of the Week's backstory, which is, you know, All a Man Can Be and how I wrote that song. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. To God be the glory.
All I could do.